You're listening to Agent Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it. Share it. Just attribute it back.
You've watched transformation initiatives fail before. The agile transformation created new roles but didn't fix dysfunction. The microservices migration turned one deployment problem into 47. The DevOps culture initiative gave developers pagers without better tooling. Every failed initiative left scar tissue. Engineers skeptical of the next big promise. Your constraint isn't technology or budget. It's accumulated distrust from previous attempts to make things better. Poinos. Let me talk about the political reality you're navigating. Predictability. QA needs coverage assurance. Security needs auditability. Legal needs liability clarity. Ops needs stability. DevOps needs control. The transformation office needs methodological compliance. Clients. None of them are wrong. They're optimizing for their measured outcomes. You don't have authority to change these incentive structures. And previous directors who tried got sidelined. Leadership wants AI results without funding the structural changes required. The seven kingdoms each optimize for their own metrics. Asking them to change creates turf battles and political costs. So what do you actually do? Thing, force the tool access decision. Your engineers are already using unapproved AI tools. They're accessing free chat interfaces on personal accounts, pasting code into web tools, expensing personal subscriptions. This shadow IT is your leverage point. Serve as a plainly to leadership. Either approve something secure, provide guidelines, or acknowledge the current state with restrictions. Make not deciding uncomfortable by highlighting the risks they can't ignore. The response tells you everything. Fast approval means you're in a pragmatic organization where you can move quickly. Explicit acceptance with guidelines means a don't ask, don't tell environment where gray areas are acceptable. Attempted lockdown means compliance. Theater, an organization more concerned with appearance than actual security. That decision tells you how much organizational support actually exists for your success. Fives. Now here's the power you actually have. You can't change architectural review processes. You can't eliminate the matrix structure, but you can make life easier for engineers operating within existing constraints. Local optimizations that are undeniably valuable are the only changes that actually stick. This next piece is the key to the whole thing. Build a network of engineers who understand Gen AI mastery is their pathway to better jobs, internally or externally. Align their career incentives with organizational objectives. Engineers are mercenaries. They invest in things advancing their careers, not initiatives existing only to improve leadership metrics. Week 1, set up the center of excellence. Create a channel. Frame it as a learning network, not top-down governance. Most centers of excellence are ivory towers engineers ignore. Yours is a place where engineers who understand Gen AI skills or career currency share what's working. Pin this message. This COE exists to help you maximize ROI from Gen AI so you can get better roles internally or externally. Not theory, not hype. Practical techniques reducing toil measurably. Document your wins. When interviewing for your next role, here or elsewhere, you'll have real stories and numbers. Monthly sync shares what's working. No attendance requirements. Schedule a monthly 30-minute meeting. Last Friday of every month. Optional attendance. No slide decks. Just one question. What did you try? What worked? What were the results? Invite everyone in your organization. See who self-selects. Early adopters join immediately. Thoughtful experimenters share techniques after a few weeks. Non-joiners appear later when they see results, or never, which is also fine. You're not recruiting. You're creating space for the curious to self-select. Next, the inner source repository. This is your knowledge multiplier. Create a repo for company-approved prompts. Make it version-controlled, searchable, contribution-friendly. Each prompt documents what toilet addresses, how to use it, expected time savings, and who contributed it. Why this matters. Toil becomes visible and quantifiable. Knowledge compounds as engineers build on each other's solutions. Career building becomes explicit through attributed contributions. Social proof becomes automatic as engineers see peer adoption. Chuckle. Now let me talk about the toil tax nobody's measuring. Engineers work 40 to 50 hour weeks. Leadership sees features, tickets, incidents resolved. What they don't see is 5 to 10 hours per week of pure toil existing in the gaps between visible outputs. 90 minutes per engineer weekly writing context into tickets. Product will misunderstand, requiring 3 clarification rounds. 45 minutes per incident parsing logs to find the actual root cause. 3 hours per week in code review cycles waiting for bottlenecks senior engineers. 2 hours updating documentation that becomes stale in 2 weeks. An hour chasing tribal knowledge existing only in someone's head. 30 minutes after every cross-functional meeting parsing what was actually decided. At 50 engineers working 5 to 10 toil hours weekly at $100 an hour loaded cosign. That's 1.3 million to 2.6 million annually spent on friction. This is invisible enough nobody owns it. Painful enough everyone feels it. Fixable without requiring any kingdom to change processes. You're not transforming the SDLC. You're buying down the toil tax quietly and measurably. Here are your five foundation prompts, your starting point. 1. Ticket translation toil. Engineers and PMs speak different languages. Tickets get rewritten 2 to 3 times, wasting 20 to 30 minutes and delaying planning. This prompt saves 15 to 20 minutes per ticket. 4 tickets per engineer weekly, 20 engineers adopting. That's 1,200 minutes, 20 hours, recovered every week. Annualized, that's $104,000 in value. Incident response toil. On-call engineers spend 30 to 60 minutes per incident doing manual log analysis before starting fixes. Save 20 to 35 minutes per incident. 3 incidents per on-call rotation, 12-person rotation, 52 rotations annually, 65 hours saved, $6,500 in value. But the bonus is real. Mean time to resolution improved 46%. Better customer experience, more sleep for on-call engineers, more sleep for on-call engineers, more sleep for on-call engineers. 3. Code review bottleneck toil. Junior engineers submit PRs with obvious issues. Senior engineers spend time on basic feedback. Multiple review rounds slow cycle time. Save 15 to 25 minutes per PR. Reduces review rounds from 2.8 to 1.6 average. 30 engineers submitting 3 PRs weekly. That's 30 hours weekly, 1,560 hours annually. $156,000 in value. And senior engineers get freed for architecture work while junior engineers get freed for architecture work while junior engineers learn faster. Documentation maintenance toil. Engineers skip documentation because it takes 25 to 30 minutes and feels like duplicate work. Docs drift. Onboarding takes 3 times longer. Save 20 to 25 minutes per update. 24 updates weekly across the team, 458 hours annually, $45,800 in value. Documentation compliance improved 52 points. Onboarding compliance improved 52 points. Onboarding time reduced 33%. 5. Meeting administration toil. Meeting notes are useless. Decisions get low saying action items fall through cracks. Nobody can find what was decided 3 weeks ago. Save 8 to 10 minutes per meeting, 50 engineers, 12 meetings weekly, 30% adoption, that's 27 hours weekly, 1,404 hours annually, $140,400 in value, eliminated the what did we decide follow-ups, improved action item completion 32 points. Improved action item completion 32 points. Total across all 5 foundation prompts with moderate adoption, 105 to 130 hours of toil eliminated weekly, 5,400 to 6,700 hours annually, that's 2.7 to 3.4 engineer years of capacity, 546,000 to 676,000 in annual value. Spending required, just documented toil, provided prompts, created a repo where engineers track and share elimination. 1.0s. Now let me walk you through what happens organically. Week 1, announce the CoE channel and the InnerSource repo. 12 engineers join immediately, your early adopters. Week 2, 3 engineers submit first contributions. Improved ticket translator, log analyzer variant, test case generation prompt. You merge the PRs, thank them publicly, note the toil addressed and time savings. Week 3, channel activity increases. Engineers asking questions, sharing before and after, suggesting improvements. You're not running this, it's running itself. 4, first monthly CoE meeting. 8 engineers show up. Sarah documents how the ticket translation prompt helped her get tech debt approval after months of trying. Mike's incident diagnosis time improved from 52 to 28 minutes with the log analysis approach. Jennifer's pre-review process improved PR approval from 7 comments to 1. Alex kept up with docs without feeling slowed down. Chris accidentally made himself look like a good communicator. Lisa built a release notes generation prompt. You capture their stories. Add them to the repo as real-world examples. Remind them. Track your before and after, time saved, quality improved, cycle time reduced, whatever you measure. In 3 months, these are your performance review bullets. In 6 months, they're your interview stories. Week 5, channel has 18 members, organic adoption. Week 6, someone in general engineering asks Jennifer her secret. She directs them to the CoE channel. 4 engineers from other teams join that day. Week 7, InnerSource repo has 8 prompts, 3 added by engineers outside your leadership. Week 8, your VP casually asks what the AI thing is your engineers are doing. You present low-key, learning community, engineers reducing toil, no budget spent. You show the repo, the toil repayment calculations, simple math. 18 engineers using 3 prompts on average, 3.2 hours weekly savings per engineer equals 58 hours weekly eliminated. P asks if other directors can copy this. You say yes. Week 10, a PM from product joins your CoE channel, asking to learn ticket translation, organic cross-kingdom interest without politicization. Week 12, month 3, CoE meeting. Channel has 22 members, 10 engineers attend. They're not waiting for your facilitation. They're sharing techniques with each other. Modified documentation prompts, performance profiling approaches, design doc structuring, incident postmortem prompts. They're innovating. Adapting foundation prompts to their context. Teaching each other, contributing back. Repo has 14 prompts, 9 contributed by engineers other than you. By month 6, the InnerSource repo is your ledger. 23 prompts addressing different toil types. Each document's toil addressed, time saved per use, usage frequency. The contribution graph shows 15 different engineers contributed. Results with 28 engineers, 56% of your org, actively using prompts. Documented toil reduction of 5.2 hours per engineer weekly. Aggregate of 146 hours weekly across participants. Annualized, 7,592 hours. About 3.8 engineer years of capacity. Value at $100 an hour, $759,200 annually. SDLC metrics improvement. Cycle time, PR open to merge, down 31%. 3.1 days down to 2.1. Mean time to resolution down 34%, 47 minutes down to 31. Documentation compliance up 52 percentage points, 35% to 87%. Code review rounds per PR down 43%, 2.8 rounds to 1.6. Career outcomes. Four engineers promoted internally citing GenAI productivity explicitly. Three engineers recruited externally, used CoE contributions and interviews. Nine engineers now considered AI experts internally, pulled into strategic initiatives. 15 engineers with public contributions in the InnerSource repo they can showcase. 100% of CoE participants report higher job satisfaction. InnerSource repo impact. 23 prompts created. 5 by leadership, 18 by engineers, 157 total contributions, 47 stars. 3 peer organizations asked to fork it. 0.5s. Your QBR slide tells the complete story. Toil repayment. 28 engineers, 56% of org, actively eliminating toil with Gene AI. 5.2 hours per engineer weekly recovered. 146 hours weekly redirected the feature development. Annualized value, 759,000 in recovered capacity. SDLC velocity. Cycle time down 31%. Mean time to resolution down 34%. Documentation compliance up 52 points. Code review efficiency improved 43%. Knowledge multiplier. InnerSource repo with 23 prompts. 18 contributed by engineers versus 5 by leadership. 157 contributions from 15 different engineers. 3 peer organizations adopted the model. Career impact. 4 internal promotions. 9 engineers recognized as AI experts. 3 engineers recruited externally with stronger GenAI portfolios. 100% satisfaction among CoE participants. Investment, tool cost, $0. Leadership time, 4 hours per month for CoE facilitation. ROI, infinite, no incremental spend, $759,000 in value created. Your VP asks, how'd you do this without budget? Built a center of excellence focused on career advancement. Engineers mastering Gene AI productivity are more valuable internally and externally. Created an InnerSource repo where they document toil elimination and share techniques. When you align their career incentives with organizational objectives and give them tools to build portfolios, they figure things out. The repo shows 18 of 23 prompts came from engineers, not leadership. Why is this spreading to other orgs? Results are visible and the model is replicable. 3 directors saw the toil repayment numbers and 0 budget spent. They asked to fork our InnerSource repo. I said yes. More toil elimination across the company benefits everyone. What's the catch? What are the risks? Minimal. Engineers are using accessible AI tools to eliminate manual, repetitive work. No code generated blindly. AI used for translation, analysis, documentation. Everything goes through existing review processes. The InnerSource repo documents every technique and expected time savings. If security wants to review prompts, they're public in the repo. If legal wants guardrails, we can add them. We're seeing results without blocking on those conversations. Your VP gets it. They ask if you can present in the next senior leadership meeting. By month 9, the system takes on a life of its own. InnerSource repo has 47 prompts. Engineers from 4 different directors' organizations contribute. Someone created categorization, incident response, documentation, code quality, communication, planning. Each category has 6 to 12 prompts. Monthly CoE meeting has 23 regular attendees. You facilitate minimally. Engineers present their own toil elimination stories, demo new prompts, help each other troubleshoot. A staff engineer from another org created the dashboard visualizing toil repayment across the company. Pulls repo data. Most used prompts, highest adoption teams, aggregate time savings. Your CTO has this dashboard bookmark. Product management started their own CoE modeled on yours. Documenting prompts for writing user stories, analyzing customer feedback, prioritizing roadmaps. Measuring toll repayment the same way. The security kingdom asked to review your repo, not the block, to understand. They reviewed prompts, suggested improvements to 3, approved the resync. They asked if you could help create prompts for security reviews. You said yes. Your CTO asks you to present to senior leadership. 20 minutes. You show numbers and engineer stories, the promotions, faster incident response, better cross-team collaboration. You demo the InnerSource repo live. VP of engineering from another division asks, can we use your repo? VP of product asks, could this model work for product strategy? Your peer director from another org asks, can you help me set up a CoE in my organization? CFO asks, you eliminated $750,000 in toil without spending anything. Your CTO says, this is exactly the bottom-up innovation we need. I want this spreading across engineering. How do we scale it? You respond, it's already scaling. The model is open. Any director can fork our InnerSource repo and start their own CoE. The key is making it about career advancement, not corporate compliance. Give engineers space to learn, tools to document impact, and attribution for contributions. The rest happens organically. You've changed the conversation. It's no longer, should we adopt AI? It's how do we replicate what this director did to you? Now, let me talk about what this means for your career. Months ago, you were a senior director hitting AI adoption objectives without organizational support. Now, internally, you've demonstrated driving measurable results without perfect conditions. You've proven you understand intrinsic motivation and career development. You've created a model three other directors adopted. You've built relationships across the seven kingdoms without threatening anyone. Your CTO knows your name and your work. Your engineers. 28 have measurable toil reduction they can quantify. 15 have public InnerSource repo contributions they can showcase. 4 got promoted. 9 are recognized as AI experts getting strategic opportunities. 100% report higher job satisfaction. Your metrics, $759,000 annualized toil repayment, 31% improvement in cycle time, 34% improvement in mean time to resolution, 52-point improvement in documentation compliance, 0 incremental spending. For your next role interview, VP at your company or director at somewhere better, your story is compelling. I built a center of excellence eliminating $750,000 in annual toil with zero budget. Created an InnerSource repository where engineers documented productivity improvements. The model spread organically to 4 other organizations. I promoted 4 engineers, improved SDLC metrics by 30% or more, and demonstrated driving bottom-up innovation without top-down mandates. That's a VP-level story. You've proven leading without authority, driving adoption without mandates, creating results without perfect conditions. Here's the real game you're playing. Still a senior director in a matrix organization with 7 kingdoms that won't change. CXOs still want results without funding prerequisites. Organizational scar tissue remains. But you found the one thing you could control, creating space for engineers advancing careers by mastering Gen AI while simultaneously buying down organizational toil. You didn't transform anything. You didn't disrupt anything. You didn't challenge kingdom boundaries. You aligned incentives. Your engineers needed career advancement. You needed objective hitting. Gen AI was the intersection. You created the space, CoE channel, InnerSource repo, monthly meeting, and let self-interest do the work. Engineers who joined weren't doing it for you. They were doing it for themselves, building skills, making them more valuable, creating portfolios they can showcase, solving frustrating daily problems. But their self-interest served your objectives. Every toil hour eliminated showed in metrics. Every contributed prompt made the org more productive. Every documented story became QBR evidence. You built a system where individual career advancement and organizational productivity improvement were the same thing. Not manipulation, that's alignment. 1.0s, 0.0s. Here's my direct ask. Monday morning, do 5 things. Create the Slack channel, pin the charter message, create the InnerSource repository with the 5 foundation prompts, schedule the monthly meeting, send the org-wide invitation. Starting Gen AI Center of Excellence focused on reducing SDLC toil. Not mandatory, not another compliance initiative. Learning community for building Gen AI skills, making you more valuable. Join if curious, or don't, completely your choice. Week 1, post the repo link. Share the 5 foundation prompts. Explain toil repayment. Each prompt documents toil eliminated and time saved. Track usage. In 3 months, calculate exactly how much toil you eliminated. That's your performance review content. Then let it grow. Don't mandate participation. Don't track prompt usage. Don't make repo contributions a performance requirement. The moment it becomes mandatory, you kill intrinsic motivation. You turn career building into compliance. Trust self-interest drives adoption. In 6 months, you'll have numbers earning your bonus. In 9 months, you'll have the story earning your promotion. In 12 months, other directors copy your model. Your engineers, they'll have skills and portfolios earning their next roles. Especially you. Go. Monday morning, stop reading and start building. You know what to do? This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.
That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.